Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is 8:47 now, and time for us to talk to our movie guy, Mike Mayo, from mike-mayo.com, and glad to have you back with us. I guess, you know, the movie industry is, I don't want to say dead, but I mean, it is completely on pause for an extended period here. I mean, are they really contemplating releasing films just straight, I guess not straight to video anymore, but straight into your homes with on demand?
Yes, they are. As a matter of fact, one of the big animated releases that was planned for this summer was the second Trolls movie, and I'm sure you were eagerly anticipating it, as was I. But it has gone. It is now going to go straight to pay per view right away. The same thing with another movie called My Spy with Dave Bautista. That is going to it was scheduled to be released next month, and it has been pushed back to the fall, and it's going to be directly onto to video on demand. And I'm not sure what's going to happen. There's a lot of serious talk about the theater chain, the AMC theater chain may go bankrupt. Wow. Or have to file for bankruptcy. I don't know what's going to happen here. Nobody does either. But you're right. You can't do the whole socially distancing thing and make movies. It is very much, a group enterprise. And so it is just completely shut down. Nobody knows what's going to happen with all the movies that are being stacked up there. I think what we're going to see is a big glut of the Marvel and Disney movies, the really big budget things. They will, as soon as theaters are open and people are going back to movies again, they're going to be filled. Those are the films that are going to show up there. And the littler movies, the things that, would have gone more quickly to pay-per-view anyway, may go directly there. I've been watching this industry for a long time, and I'm very poor at predicting what's going to happen, and I feel even more at sea with this situation now than I ever have before.
Well, the pipeline's got to be going dry because the production companies can't work. And really, if you were sitting on money to invest in a film, or any kind of production, whether it's a theater production or a film or television production, the last thing I'd be doing is writing a check for some producer who promises me that, when everything's back to normal, we'll get started again. I mean, I don't think you have to be a finance major from Harvard to figure that one out.
No, you don't. I mean, it just because the whole pipeline from the time you start to make a movie till, somebody's going to pay to see it, that has been shut down. It's the same, like you say, in publishing. Everybody's holding on to the books that were supposed to be released now because there's just no sense in bringing them out when bookstores are closed.
Yeah.
What happens there? That's just crazy. So,
well, real quick, I ate up a lot of our time, but you had three sports movies related to the baseball season that isn't going to start here.
Yep, and football season, who knows?
Okay.
But, I would have, before this all happened, I would have said that I was only a casual sports fan. But, boy, do I miss sports. To be able to sit down on a weekend and watch something. Mm-hmm. But three of my favorites, I recommend taking another look at them. They're all available on some kind of streaming service now. And the first is Bull Durham from '88 with Kevin Costner and Susan Sarandon and Tim Robbins. Just a great, kind of gritty look at minor league baseball and what's going on there. And then the other side of the kind of cinematic sports coin is The Natural from '84, which really looks at baseball as the great mythic game. And Robert Redford is this Arthurian figure in it. It is just one of my favorite movies. I watch both of those about once a year or so.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, a very silly little kind of formula sports comedy about football called Necessary Roughness. And it's the typical story of the gang of misfits that gets together and will they win the big game against the powerhouse at the end. What I really like about it is Scott Bakula, who's playing a 36-year-old quarterback who never went to college, and so he's got eligibility left, and he comes back to play for the Texas State Armadillos. Just a kind of grungy, fun-to-watch sports movie with absolutely no redeeming social value to it, but just a lot of fun to watch.
Oh, that's neat.
One of my favorites.
I wonder where Scott Bakula is these days. I used to see him in Washington all the time. I don't know if he had an apartment there or what, but
he does a lot of TV and
was that the New Orleans CSI?
Been on something, but yeah. Okay, he had some kind of fantasy series for a long time that was very popular.
Yeah, well, it's always interesting when you're walking through the grocery store in a town where you don't expect to see a Hollywood person.
Right.
And then there they are. And, yeah. Hey, Mike Mayo, our movie guy, mike-mayo.com. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Take care, everybody. Have a good weekend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.